Just take a second. Good word there, Bob. One of the things you kept talking about is he's only a word away. The thing that wanted to bring tears to my eyes in your testimony there was that those people didn't have to love you. Nope. My mother had to love me. Not because I was so good and handsome and dashing and debonair, defender of the underdog, champion of justice, and all-around great guy. I was none of those things. Neither were you.
Nope.
And yet, they loved you enough to take it to their grave. I can't even imagine what that would feel like. But I try because I know God loves me that way. Amen. And even greater. Last night, for some stupid reason, I sat up late watching the Weather Channel. And they kept having these things, why planes crash. And there was, you know, stories about the planes crashing and why they crashed. But in there, it was also what the people that survived had to say. And it was interesting, in every case, they were praying to God to save them. Praying to God not to let them die. Then they came up with Tornado Alley. And stories of these great tornadoes that came through and people that survived. And how in every case they were praying that God would save them, God would let them live, and God would protect them. And some of this stuff was pretty miraculous. I mean, this one was a schoolhouse. There was nothing left. She was in the closet when the tornado was over. There were no walls or roof. There was nothing. And they were still there. And the thing that gets me is not in any single case, whether it was the airline crashes or the people caught in tornadoes, and not one of them thanked God. They asked him to save them. But afterward, their story was, I don't know why we're alive. I don't know why we didn't die. And one guy on an airline, this was a funny one, I liked it. He was a smoker. They had him up front. He said, I want to go back to back where I can smoke. And they said, okay. So he got back in the tail section. And the plane was cut off right in front of him. The guys beside him died, but he lived. He prayed to God to save him. God started saving him before the crash, and the idiot didn't even realize it. I guess you couldn't say cigarettes killed in that one. Have the Lord say, praise God. But it's amazing, all these people praying and asking God to save them and protect them and do this and do that. And when it was all over with, I don't know why we're alive. I never heard one of them say, Lord, saved us. He answered our prayer. And you know what was amazing of most of these people? Were confessing Christians. And I wonder how many that are listening to this right now, whether it be live or on tape or on the internet, however, I wonder how many of you think that thank God for not just the big miracles He does in your life, but the little ones, the little miracles that He does every day that you don't even know about. Like the red light stopping you. You want to go somewhere and you're in a hurry, but you got to stop for that red light. Not realizing He just may have saved you from an accident down the road. We've seen that happen. Or my wife will take too long to get something done and I want to get out of there and get moving. And I'm fussing at her. Would you please get that cup? Supposed to leave at 9 o'clock. Here it is, 10. Let's go. Some of you have heard that, haven't you? Bless her heart. Then get down the road and say, wow, look at this accident. Gee, wonder if anybody's hurt. There's all these cars everywhere. Not realize that your wife just may have saved you because the Lord was behind the whole thing. Amen, Brother Davey. I don't know if you're like me. I mean, I get up in the morning, I thank God for my day and for another day. I ask Him to be with me during the day and those that are with me and take care of our needs. And I always make sure at the end of the day, I thank Him for doing just that. Even the things I don't know of. I heard a man pray one time, Lord, forgive me all my sins, omission and commission. Spoken and unspoken. I thought that was kind of silly. Now I realize they weren't so dumb after all. And then I look at, and I say, Lord, thank You for all Your blessings, seen and unseen. I mean, the little blessing of your heart beating faithfully. Beat after 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 beat. Day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year. Everything working as God ordered it. What a miracle. What a miracle. Oh, I could go on, but I said I wouldn't. I fib sometimes. I don't mean to. I just, part of my nature, I guess. Take time to thank the Lord. Amen. I I guess that's the greatest thing we can do, is just thank him.